I drove the Nova out of the lot and went straight to Vinny. I pulled into a parking space at the corner of Hamilton and Olden, extracted the key from the ignition, and waited for the car to thrash itself off. I said a short prayer not to be spotted by anyone I knew, wrenched the door open, and scuttled the short distance to the storefront office. The blue and white sign over the door read, Vincent Plum, Bail Bonding Company. In smaller letters, it advertised 24-hour nationwide service, conveniently located between Tender Loving Care Dry Cleaners and Fiorello's Deli. Vincent Plum catered to the family trade: domestic disturbances, disorderlies, auto theft, DWI, and shoplifting. The office was small and generic, consisting of two rooms with cheap walnut paneling on the walls and commercial-grade rust-colored carpet on the floor. A Danish modern couch, upholstered in brown naga hide, pressed against one wall of the reception area, and a black and brown metal desk with a multi-line phone and a computer terminal occupied a far corner. Vinnie's secretary sat behind the desk, her head bent in concentration, picking her way through a stack of files.
Yeah?
I'm Stephanie Plum. I've come to see my cousin, Vinnie.
Stephanie Plum?
Her head came up.
I'm Connie Rosoli. You went to school with my little sister, Tina?
Oh, geez. I hope you don't have to make bail. I recognized her now. She was an older version of Tina. Thicker in the waist, heavier in the face. She had lots of teased black hair, flawless olive skin, and a 5 o'clock shadow on her upper lip. The only thing I have to make is money, I said to Connie. I hear Vinny needs someone to do filing.
We just filled that job, and between you and me, you didn't miss anything. It was a crummy job. Paid minimum wage, and you had to spend all day on your knees singing the alphabet song. My feeling is, if you're going to spend that much time on your knees, you could find something that pays better. You know what I mean?
Last time I was on my knees was 2 years ago. I was looking for a contact lens.
Listen, if you really need a job, why don't you get Vinny to let you do skip tracing? There's good money in it.
How much money?
10% of the bond.
Connie pulled a file from her top drawer.
We got this one in yesterday. Bail was set at $100,000, and he didn't show up for a court appearance. If you could find him and bring him in, you'd get $10,000.
I put a hand to the desk to steady myself. $10,000 for finding one guy? What's the catch?